Joan of Arc. One life is all we have, and we live it as we believe in living it. But to sacrifice what you are and to live without belief, that is a fate more terrible than dying. Joan of Arc. Joan was born around 1412 in the small town of Domremy in France, on the border of the provinces of Champagne and Lorraine, to Jacques d'Arc and Isabelle Romy. She grew up helping her father and brothers work the land and helping her mother, a devout woman, tend the house. The year she turned 12, she became convinced that there was something special about her, a destiny she alone could fulfill. She began hearing the voices of St. Michael, St. Catherine, and St. Margaret, whom she believed had been sent by God to inform her of her divine mission to save France. So compelled was she by the urgency of these voices that by the time she was 15, she cut her hair, began dressing in a man's uniform, and took up arms. France and England were deep into the Hundred Years' War at this point. At that time in history, the two nations were not as separate as they are now, and there was a battle raging over who should be king of the general area. By 1429, Henry VI of England was claiming the throne, and the English occupied Paris and all of northern France. Joan had two missions, thanks to the voices that guided her: to recover her homeland from English domination and reclaim the besieged city of Orleans, and to see the Dauphin of France, Charles VII, crowned king. She left her home without telling her parents and appealed to the captain of the Dauphin's army, telling him of her divine mission. He initially dismissed the notion of a 15-year-old girl having the leadership capacity to head his forces. However, her persistence and clarity of vision ultimately convinced him, and she went on to convince the Dauphin as well that she was on a mission from God, meant to save him and restore France.